Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to the Daily Soap Blueprint. Today, we're diving into something super important, especially if you're in a relationship figuring out how to prioritize your own needs without feeling guilty or selfish. You know that feeling when you're constantly putting your partner's wants and desires first, to the point where you feel drained and neglected? Yeah, we've all been there. It's easy to get swept up in trying to make our loved ones happy, but neglecting our own needs can lead to resentment, burnout, and ultimately, a less fulfilling relationship for both parties. So, how do we strike that balance? How do we become the best partners and take care of ourselves? Let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you navigate this tricky territory. First things first, remember this. Your needs are valid. You deserve to be happy and fulfilled just as much as your partner does. It's not a competition. Think of it like being on an airplane and the oxygen mask comes down for you first before you can help others. Taking care of yourself allows you to be a better, more present partner in the long run. Second, communication is key. This isn't about nagging or complaining. It's about having open and honest conversations with your partner about what you need. Share your feelings, express your desires, and actively listen to theirs. Remember, effective communication builds trust and understanding. Ever feel like you're walking on eggshells around your partner? Talking openly can help break down those barriers and create a safer space for both of you. Third, learn to say no gracefully. This one can be tough, but it's crucial. You don't have to agree to everything or constantly put yourself last. It's okay to set boundaries and prioritize your own time and energy. Think of it like this: saying yes to everything is like agreeing to a never-ending buffet. Eventually, you're going to feel stuffed and uncomfortable. Saying no sometimes allows you to savor the things that truly matter. Fourth, make time for self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are great. It's about engaging in activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul: reading, exercising, spending time in nature, pursuing hobbies, or simply taking a few minutes to meditate. When you prioritize self-care, you recharge and bring more positivity into your relationship. And finally, remember that relationships are a two-way street. It takes effort from both partners to create a fulfilling and balanced dynamic. Make sure your partner understands the importance of prioritizing their needs too. Encourage open communication, support each other's goals, and celebrate each other's successes. Let's bring this home with an example. Imagine you have a friend who constantly asks you to do things, even when you're already swamped with your own commitments. You end up feeling resentful and overwhelmed, but you never say no out of fear of hurting their feelings. This is a classic case of neglecting your own needs. In this situation, practicing those key takeaways could look like validating your needs, recognizing that it's okay to feel overloaded and that you have the right to decline requests that don't align with your priorities, communicating openly, expressing your feelings and boundaries to your friend in a kind but firm way. I really want to support you, but I am already committed to other things this week. Maybe we can catch up next weekend. Setting limits. Politely declining requests that stretch you too thin. Remember, saying no sometimes allows you to say yes to the things that truly matter. By prioritizing your own needs and communicating effectively, you can create healthier, more fulfilling relationships with everyone in your life. So, what are you going to do differently today? Think about one small step you can take to prioritize your own needs: schedule some me time, set a boundary with someone, or simply express your feelings openly. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish. It's essential for your well-being and the health of your relationships. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might benefit from these insights. And until tomorrow, keep that stoic fire burning.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.